The Buffalo Sabres season is coming to an end, and joining us again this week to talk about the team is reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
The Sabres have two games left, one Friday, one Saturday. The team is finishing strong. They've won their last three games, seven of the last 11. The record is now just under 500. If you're a Sabres fan, at the end of the season, this is what you want to see.
Definitely. Right now, they're one game under 500. And if this team could hit 500 or even get above it, it would be very, very significant considering where they were the past couple of years, how downright terrible they were, how bad they were even earlier this year. They hit 500 in early November, but throughout the winter, they fell back and were one of the NHL's worst teams. They were seven games under 500 at 3 points during the winter, as late as February 11th. And for them to scratch and claw their way back and get back to some respectability has been significant. I've said all along, these aren't meaningless games for the Sabres. They need to establish an identity, keep changing the culture, learn how to win, so to speak. And I think they've really done that here in the last few weeks. And if they can go into the offseason on a prolonged 2-3 week run, carry those good feelings into this summer, I mean, that would be very, very significant for this team.
Well, what should we be looking for in these last two games? Could we see any more new faces or players who could be playing their last game in a Sabres uniform?
Well, based on what Coach Dan Bylsma said the other day, it sounds like they'll likely recall some players for this weekend. We're not sure who, but they have some interesting candidates. There's Cole Schneider, who's from Williamsville. He's been a very, very good AHL player. They recently got him from the Ottawa organization. He's never played in the NHL. There's Eric O'Dell, his line mate, another interesting guy. He's played a little for the Winnipeg Jets and is also a top-level AHL scorer. They're both a little older. They're kind of out of that prospect range, but maybe they have a future in the organization. There's Justin Bailey, who's also from Williamsville, and he was just up on an emergency recall Tuesday, but he went right back down. Since he spent a couple of weeks with the Sabres in the winter, his game has really gone to a different level after the Sabres returned him to Rochester. He's become a very good power forward. He has 19 goals with the Amerks, and I think they would like to give him another look. And then there's some other guys. There's Nick Baptiste, a third-round pick from 2013, who's had a pretty good first season in Rochester. There's Jean Dupuis, a free agent they signed last year, who's also had a very nice rookie season in Rochester. He's more of a third or fourth liner, but he could have an NHL future. As far as guys on the roster, there's Jason Kasdorf. He's been rehabbing a groin injury he suffered a few weeks ago at the end of his college career at RPI, and I think the Sabres would like him to play one of these final two games. He just started practicing, so I don't know if they're going to be able to get him one, but I think he's an intriguing prospect they'd like to examine. And as far as guys who could leave, the Sabres don't have a lot of upcoming free agents. There's David Legault, the fourth-line center, who I think they'll probably move on from. There's Carlo Koliakovo. He's been the eighth defenseman much of the year. I'm not sure if he'll be back. I think he would be a very good depth option from them, just from a veteran standpoint, just from a guy who understands his role and can mentor young defensemen and be a good guy in the room. And then there's Chad Johnson, the goalie. I think he's been the Sabres' unsung hero and their backbone for much of the season. And he's quietly been one of the league's best goaltenders for months and months. I'm not sure if the Sabres are going to be willing to give him a longer-term commitment. I think there's some teams out there that could offer him 2 or 3 years, maybe the chance to be a starter. And I think this could be his final weekend with the Sabres.
And what about forward Tyler Ennis? We haven't seen him in quite some time.
Well, he's been out since December 30th with a concussion. I don't think when he got hurt, anyone thought his season was over, that he would be out 3 months. But he's slowly been getting better, ramping up his workouts. He's been skating on his own. I think Dan Bylsma was hopeful that he would be able to join practice this week, and maybe he still could. But if he hasn't practiced at this point, I don't know if there's a chance he's going to get into one of those final two games.
The Sabres host Columbus tomorrow in their home finale. They'll be in Brooklyn to play the Islanders Saturday for the season finale. We'll wrap up the season next week. Bill, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.